Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, we have another sock puppet grassroots organization of responsible outdoorsmen and sportsmen who are fed up with an exclamation point and capital letters with the radical positions of the super creepy gun lobby. And they want to do something that's responsible. Ever heard this kind of nonsense before? Unlike past efforts generously funded by Bloomberg-affiliated front groups, the strengths of this particular iteration, which is something called Gun Owners for Safety, Protecting Rights, Protecting People, will be pulled by Peter Ambler and the rest of the Giffords Civilian Disarmament and Arboration. They already have chapters in three states and claim they're well on their way to building a 50-state organization. We get this from The Hill. Gun Owners for Safety will be launched off of a coalition that was founded in 2018 with chapters in Colorado, Minnesota, and Texas. It seeks to offer gun owners an alternative to the NRA, which remains stringently opposed to most anti-gun violence proposals. Anti-gun violence. That's nice. I think whether you're talking about politics, whether you're talking about lobbying, whether you're talking about culture change, what's vitally important is that we focus on the millions of Americans at the center of our politics. If we're going to have long-term durable change in this country, it can't just be the activists on the left and the activists on the right. We really have to move to the center. So see, what they're saying is that the center is common sense, gun safety, that are anti-gun violence proposals. How big is the Giffords effort? Well, The Hill's only too happy to regurgitate bogus numbers that Ambler has pulled directly out of his fourth point of contact. Organizers have already connected with nearly 50,000 owners in all 50 states as well as Washington, D.C., and some serving abroad who are fed up with the NRA. Members include hunters, collectors, veterans, former law enforcement, and others who value firearm ownership but also want to reduce gun violence. You know, people who own guns and support the Second Amendment, but... Okay, I'll play your stupid game. Just what kind of anti-gun violence measures does Giffords and presumably their new FUD false front support? Well, to name a few, a new federal assault weapons ban. A large-capacity magazine ban. Red flag laws in all 50 states. A national permit to purchase mandate, Illinois-style FOID cards. Safe storage mandates. Repeal of the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, which would bankrupt the gun industry. So basically, they support every damn thing on Joe Biden's extensive list, wish list, of restrictions and limits on the right to keep, bear, manufacture, and sell firearms. This Ambler guy apparently has really good lungs. He continued on. American voters are hungry for campaigns and messages and groups of people who are attempting to bring people together to accomplish something that serves all Americans. That's why Gabby is working so hard to organize fellow gun owners across the country. Yeah, that's why there's been 10 million new gun owners pop up in the last 7 months alone, as more people come to the realization that they're actually the only ones that can count, they can count on to protect themselves and their families. Sure. You guys are looking to defund the police. Good idea. Let's ban a bunch of guns. You guys are looking to, you're looking to pack the courts. Great idea. Let's, you know, safe storage mandates and, safe storage mandates means the end of the Fourth Amendment as we know it. As does, well, they don't mention universal background checks. Federal assault weapons ban and the large capacity magazine ban. We've already been there before, Giffords people. And I remember it. That's your problem. You're going to have to wait till some of us die off, I guess, in order to go for that. And then you young people, well, I hope you guys can read. I hope it'll be available to you to read at some point. Red flag laws. That would be a, that really comes down to the state. If they're talking about a federal red flag law, then who actually administrates that one? Safe storage, though, would be, that would be disastrous. A national permit to purchase mandate. So you have to qualify to in order to buy a gun, you have to qualify for it, pre-qualify. But, you know, here's my thing. If you have the FOID card, do you have to go through a background check? Is anybody out there, is anybody in Illinois listening that would tell me if you have the FOID, if you have to go through a background check? Because I'm sure you still do. Because the FOID thing is an Illinois thing, right? Whereas the background check is a federal thing. But Giffords apparently thinks they can erect another Potomkin Common Sense Gun Rights ORG that some fearful fuds will flock to as long as the gun grabbers pinky swear never to take their duck guns or deer rifles. And all of those attempts have failed in the past. And mark our words, this one will too. All of you hunters out there, maybe not the duck hunters with the three-shot, you know, pump shotguns or whatever, but all of you hunters out there that hunt anything with a centerfire rifle with a scope, you guys would be classified as snipers. And these shotguns that are running semi-automatic or pump, those would be they would be classified as riot guns. So all of you hunters out there that think that, well, you know, I don't actually need an assault weapon to do what I do, we're all in this together. We can stand together or hang separately. They'll come for me first, or they'll try. They'll try. And then what side are you going to come down on then? Sometimes when I see this stuff that they're trying to prop up and everything, and I understand that they're trying to do something to make something happen, I honestly don't get it. I really don't get it. So to that end, I don't worry about it. I don't worry about it at all. That just becomes something else to not be concerned with for me. But it all comes down to one thing. They're trying once again to tell you that gun owners are for... It's the same thing as 90% of gun owners are for background checks. We've had background checks since 1995 or 94, whenever that law went into effect. We already have background checks. 99.9% of the guns that are sold out there today have to be sold at FFLs. I don't know what the actual percentage is. But unless somebody that's a private seller actually has the gun you want, you're probably not going to be very happy with it if you're looking for a gun. I wonder what gun list is like right now. I wonder how many. I bet you they've been popping. In any event, it really becomes a matter of what do you believe, who do you believe, you know, that kind of thing. And these guys, all of you sportsmen out there, yep, absolutely. We're looking to protect your rights. Sure you are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Joe Biden, you know, I didn't go to medical school, but I know a few things about how to solve a few medical issues here and there. And that's because over the course of time, either it was part of my background or it's part of my job or something. And so I have this book of knowledge that is, you know, my life. And I actually wonder about people who have no idea what they're talking about when you look at them and it becomes so apparent that you can see that they haven't got a clue. Now, Joe Biden has proclaimed that policing reform should include training law enforcement officers to shoot armed suspects in the leg rather than aiming for center mass. This is actually the second time he's said this. First occasion was back in early June at an AME church in Wilmington, Delaware, days after the riots in Minneapolis broke out after the death of George Floyd. The second time was Thursday night during an ABC town hall in front of a crowd of several million Americans less than 3 weeks before Election Day. The reason police shoot at center mass is because when a body is moving, the one thing that is moving the least is center mass, is your torso. Your legs are moving, your arms are moving, there's lots of things going on. But center mass is the biggest target, and it's the one that is moving the least amount. Because a police officer owns every round that he sends downrange. Police officers are not supposed to shoot to wound. They're supposed to shoot to stop the threat. If you get killed in a gunfight with police, maybe you should not have engaged in a gunfight with police. What Joe Biden is talking about is absolute idiocy. And I can't believe that somebody in his campaign didn't think to tell their boss back in June that maybe he should drop the line, given how unbelievably stupid this is. He seems to think that if police officers aim for the leg, that the lethal force of a firearm is somehow suddenly less lethal. And this is wrong for multiple reasons. The femoral artery runs through the leg, and severing the artery can cause someone to bleed to death in a matter of minutes. I mean, severing the femoral artery, you got about 4 minutes to find it and to close it off before they bleed out. I have seen gunshot wounds where people, you know, get shot in the leg by, overseas. Some soldier shoots them in the leg because they're coming up on them, and pop, then they're done. In a matter of minutes, they lose consciousness, and then they just bleed out. Also, aiming for a smaller moving target like a leg is more likely to result in a missed shot, and potential for a friendly fire injury to another officer or a civilian. And the officer's firing to stop the threat and aiming for the leg instead of the chest is an ineffective and dangerous way to do it. Just to name a few. He said officers should train to shoot attackers in the leg instead of the heart. This honestly sounds like something an 8-year-old would come up with. I saw this in Lethal Weapon. Remember when Murtaugh tells the little kids, I shoot him in the leg. And then, right after he says he does that, then they come up on a guy in a pool, they shoot him in the leg, and he still has a gun in his hand, and, Riggs has to take him into a pool, and he tries to save him from drowning, but, you know, he's already been shot in the leg, so he's bleeding out, and he drowns. Dude was still dangerous, though. Shooting somebody in the leg, let's play that stupid game, too. Let's say you do shoot somebody in the leg, and all of a sudden, now they have, if they go down and they have a gun in their hands, they're going to be
pretty dangerous now for the next 90 seconds before they lose consciousness, depending on if you hit the femoral artery or not. They're most certainly going to go into shock, but they're still going to be active. They've got a big adrenaline dump going on. But this sounds like, I mean, it's like he watched Lethal Weapon. This is not what a candidate for president of the United States says. Even worse, this isn't something that Biden's brain hacked up on the spur of the moment on Thursday night. He made the same suggestion 4 months ago as part of his pitch to black voters in his home state of Delaware. We have this. Biden brought up the idea while speaking to African-American community leaders Monday at Bethel AME Church in Wilmington, Delaware. The former vice president mostly sat and listened during the event, only speaking at the end to address the comments and concerns they raised. He said, instead of standing there and teaching a cop when there's an unarmed person coming at them with a knife, shooting them in the leg, shoot them in the leg instead of the heart. Going on to argue, there's a lot of different things that can change in police training. He also made a pledge to those in attendance to deal with institutional racism, as well to set up a police oversight body within the first 100 days of his presidency. So he characterized somebody coming at them with a knife as being unarmed. He also, the 2020 hopeful, continued by saying that during the Obama-Biden administration, we set up in the Justice Department the ability for the Civil Rights Division to go in and look at the practices and policies of police departments. That's why we were able to stop and frisk. If you were to ask Biden how he thinks his ban on large capacity magazines is going to be enforced without tactics similar to stop and frisk, then he might realize that his gun and magazine ban are just as fantastical as his idea for police training reform. Given the fact that Biden has now brought this up at least twice as a prime example of his police reform policy, I'd have to think he's sort of serious about this, which it's a very unserious proposal. So, I don't know if this hurts Biden at all or if the most non-gun-owning Americans simply nodded their head and thought, yeah, that sounds good to me, when they heard the Hollywood-inspired plan. But gun owners might want to take the time to explain on their own social media why this is such a bad idea, so that the non-gun owners in their network at least are exposed to a reality check. They're not going to get one from Snopes or AFP. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
If there's a deal on a coronavirus stimulus bill, the administration is confident they can find support among Republicans to pass it, according to White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow. He tells Fox Business that it will be difficult to implement a package before the election.
Secretary Mnuchin is negotiating a deal. If Speaker Pelosi wanted a deal, I think we could round up enough Senate Republicans to get a deal. But 3 weeks to go, less than 3 weeks to go, I don't know.
Wall Street finished the week by snapping a three-day losing streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 112 points. The S&P 500 remained essentially unchanged, while the NASDAQ fell slightly off 42 points. Investors liked stronger-than-expected retail sales numbers from last month. September sales were up nearly 2%, showing that at least some segments in the economy are growing. This is USA Radio News. The federal government finished fiscal year 2020 in the red, according to new data out Friday. Measures to fight the coronavirus pandemic helped lead to a budget deficit of $3.13 trillion for the fiscal year, more than triple that of last year's. It also set a new record for a single-year deficit, beating 2009's $1.4 trillion shortfall. Most of the extra spending came in the form of the CARES Act, a $2.2 trillion stimulus package passed to help businesses and workers weather the worst of the pandemic. It also leaves the government's total debt at just under $27 trillion. The Trump administration has denied a request from the state of California for a major disaster declaration for 6 wildfires in the middle of the state's worst fire season ever. It was the second time in a month that the state requested the disaster designation. The first request was approved. A major disaster declaration activates the Federal Emergency Management Agency's relief programs for the area, as well as allows for federal funds for cleanup and rebuilding projects. State leaders say they plan to appeal the decision. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A couple of weeks ago, a lot of people were channeling 1929 stockbrokers. They were getting up on the ledge. They were fully prepared to leap into the void because the vibe was definitely that Donald Trump was finished. But Donald Trump is a little bit like Jason Voorhees. And I mean that in the best possible way. And as far as American politics, he keeps coming back to wreak his unholy vengeance. Not upon sex-crazed teens, but upon this garbage establishment. And Trump is back in. And this is a real race. And we're going to win it. There is no national lead. That's not the way this works. You cannot get a lead in the... You win states. And you have to win key states. Now, Trump's going to lose some key states. He's going to lose California. He's going to lose New York State. He's going to lose New Jersey. You know, and they have a lot of electoral votes. But Trump was going to lose those anyway. Now, the reason they want to do away with the Electoral College is because of the way the Electoral College works. They want it to become a referendum. They want it to become a popular vote. They want true democracy, which is not what the founders wanted. They wanted a republic, which is what we have. All the polls are telling us, you know, some ridiculous number like Rand Paul Badfinger currently is at plus 37. And the weird thing is that 4 years ago, we were hearing the same thing about pantsuit. And, I mean, let's take this in. Let's drink this in, shall we? Donald Trump has been in one political race, and he won it. He became the chief executive of the United States president in his first time out. First guy ever had this office that I know of, that besides George Washington, that didn't have any political office prior to that. Wasn't a senator, state senator, you know, he wasn't a this or that. He never came up through the ranks. How many times has Hillary Clinton tried and lost? She's only gained the nomination once, and that was because it was her turn. I just find it weird that right now, here we are 4 years later, and they're telling us the exact same thing. And the spinners are very solemn about this, informing you with their, you know, that your lying eyes are lying again. And I guess what you're supposed to believe is that those 2016 polls were actually correct. But you know better, don't you? Because you were there. All we heard back in 2016 was how Trump was going to go down in a landslide. It was going to be so bad. Hillary Clinton had a 95% chance of winning. That's what we were told. And, everybody in that smart set got blindsided by the Trump train. And the Trump train is still out there. The enthusiasm for our current president is very, very much in the stratosphere. It's not necessarily written in the tea leaves that it's going to happen again. Nothing is written. We will have to fight for this victory. And there's a lot of stupid people around that. Can you imagine who keeps reelecting Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters? Who keeps reelecting these people? Dick Durbin? Most politicians serving in office today have never done anything. They've never written a bill. They've never seen a bill go pass through. They've never done any of that stuff. How is that considered effective or leadership or whatever? And one big thing right now is that the only data point going for Biden is the polls. They screwed up last time. And their proponents have an interest in them being bad for Trump. Some of you are going to say, but Bill, these are actually based upon science. They can't be wrong. It's science. Lots of things are phrenology is in science. The fact that it's not only do the polls have a track record of failure with regard to populists like Trump, but they missed a number of Senate seats that were supposed to spin down the drain with the Donald, but many of the pollsters are retained by the media outlets. So they're actually looking for a goal. They're looking for an outcome. So when they commission a poll, the first thing they say is, this is what we wanted to say. So if these very fine people in the media lie about everything, like the very fine people quote, why would you buy the notion that there's some in line that won't cross, that they won't cross when it comes, or some line in the sand that when it comes to faking a poll? These polls are put out to demoralize you. Yeah, I said that. You don't have to just make up numbers, but I wouldn't put that past them either. You just tweak the turnout model and fiddle with the crosstabs of Viola. CNN now has a narrative. After all, it's not like in the editorial officer saying, sure, we'll lie about Trump Russia, Trump COVID, Trump Nickelback, and hey, there's no way we'll fake a poll. We have scruples. After all, we're the media. They would sacrifice their babies to a demon deity if, A, they hadn't hit Planned Parenthood already, and, B, they thought it would ensure that Trump loses. Remember that. And there's more problems with the polls. First, they aren't all awful for Trump, which we shouldn't pay attention to those either. If you clump them all together and you look at the du jour double-digit numbers and the network pollsters, you realize there's just no way. And their findings don't make sense. You have tighter races in battleground states, but Trump's supposed to be behind Joe Biden My 12 points in Texas. And Georgia. And Biden's going to be carved into Mount Rushmore in the space where Trump will eventually be chiseled. But that's not happening. And if Trump is back that far, that means he lost a minimum of 6 to 7 points to Biden from when he was against pantsuit. And that hasn't happened either. That means that 1 in 6 of his voters have switched sides. Do you know anybody that voted for Trump in 2016 that has decided, you know, I don't like all this stuff that happened this past 4 years. I don't like how he keeps sticking. I Anyway, I'm a military guy. Deep in my core, I'm still a military guy. And I'm looking for truth on the ground. And the truth on the ground does not indicate what you see in the news. I know lots of people who get very angry because Trump tweets something mean. Grow up. Grow up. This is not about anything other than the fact that we have an election to win. And they know that we've already concentrated on winning one. And they're trying to demoralize you so they can try to win another. And, you know, I'm just not down for that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This just in, well, not just, it came out about 3 hours ago. In the same vein as what John Crump has done with the FEC about filing a complaint against Twitter and Facebook, the RNC has now done that as well. And they've done it after the social media company censored two New York Post reports damaging to the Biden campaign. The RNC claims the censorship amounted to an in-kind political contribution to the Biden campaign in violation of campaign finance law. Now, this is a really interesting moment in time because we got this thing going on with the DOJ about the Russia collusion thing. We've got this thing going also with Hunter Biden and his ties to the Ukraine and his corruption and what his dad probably did to keep him in a job. We've got the thing with the ATF. Now we've got this thing with John Crump and various articles that have been written. And now we've got this. And the common denominator here is a bunch of politically calculated moves made by politicians to either enrich themselves or to aid their effort at gaining office. Fox News reports the RNC complaint alleges that Twitter censorship of the New York Post reporting on Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings and Joe Biden's alleged knowledge of those dealings amounted to an illegal corporate in-kind political contribution to the Biden presidential campaign. This complaint cites federal campaign finance law that prohibits corporations from making contributions to federal candidates. A contribution, the complaint defines, as anything of value made by any person for the purpose of influencing an election and includes in-kind contributions such as services. Respondent's suppression of the New York Post articles provides a thing of value to the Biden campaign, reads the complaint. Respondent is acting as Biden's media operative, taking proactive steps to shield Biden from negative news coverage by blocking its distribution and muzzling those who try. If Respondent charged for this service, Biden no doubt would gladly pay a significant price. It also notes that Twitter's latest actions are in keeping with the company's open support for the Biden campaign and hostility towards Trump and other conservatives. The complaint points to Twitter's shadow banning of prominent Republicans, including RNC Chair Rona McDaniel and Republican lawmakers in Congress. And they did it the other day to McEnany. In addition, there appears to be a revolving door between the Biden campaign and the company, with Respondent's public policy director recently leaving to join the Biden transition team, and Senator Kamala Harris's former press secretary now serving as Respondent's senior communications manager, the complaint reads. Respondent is a partisan actor run by partisan Democrats who appears to be using its corporate resources to provide active support for Joe Biden's campaign in violation of federal law. And the RNC complaint calls on the FEC to launch an immediate investigation and impose the maximum penalty allowed under law. What's that, though? What is the maximum penalty? The controversy comes after Twitter took the unprecedented step of censoring New York Post reports calling into question Joe Biden's stated involvement in his son's overseas business activities and the extent to which Hunter Biden was hired by foreign entities to buy access to his father. Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee announced plans on Thursday to subpoena Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey for immediate and emergency testimony before the committee regarding Twitter's censorship of the Post reporting. This cannot be allowed to continue. This is going to lead. There's a lot of people out there, and there's a lot of people on my side out there, that think if they pass a law that we've lost, that we just have to submit. And I will not be submitting to something unconstitutional. I can read the Constitution. I don't need to go to school to understand the Constitution. None of these schools where all of these people come from today existed when the Constitution was written, as far as I know. I could be wrong about that, because I didn't go to none of the schools. But you get what I'm saying. This control of information, straight out of 1984, the book, the novel. And I'm not having it. I'm not going to have it. In the background, you don't see how much stuff I'm putting myself through because of what I'm afraid is going to happen. Because I don't intend to like get a Barca lounger and sit back and watch it happen. I'm going to participate. I've done it before. I'm going to do it again. If that's what it comes down to. And if these people want to continue to play this game of, we're going to control this, we're going to suppress that, we're going to win at any cost. Well, guess what? Two can play at that game, people. And the problem is that you're not built on the left. You guys are not built for what you are precipitating. Your belief is based upon the idea that if you pass a law, we're just sheep. We're just going to go bah-bah and take this, bah-bah, thank you, bah-bah, we just want it to be peaceful. No. That is simply not the case. And this has got to be nipped in the bud. This, for the good of the country, for the good of the future generations that come after us, we have got to stop allowing this to occur. I see no other way than to bring these people to heel, and if they don't want to do it voluntarily, to force them to do it. And if you can do that with a law, which, you know, that's a problem. That's a problem with the left. Even though when they pass a law, they expect complete and total compliance, blind compliance. But if we pass a law that they don't necessarily like, well, they're probably going to find a way. That's why every time you pass a law, you really need to dot the I's and cross the T's. You need to make sure everything that you do is complete, so to speak. This is what's going on in this country is so blatant right now. Can you imagine what it would be like if there was no Second Amendment? Now, what I will tell you is this. They're acting like there isn't one right now. And they'll tell you, well, the federal government's got tanks, and we got planes, we got this, we got that. That's not the way that's going to play. You know, these guys don't understand guerrilla warfare. Taliban don't have planes and tanks. The Al-Qaeda doesn't have that. What we have, though, is we have veterans. We have patriots. We have patriots that aren't veterans that would get with veterans and say, teach me. And we would. We would teach. So, this is both, it's a fortuitous moment because we have all of these things, all of these plates spinning in the air, where we have a moment where we can just tear them a new rectal orifice. And on the other hand, if we don't do something about it, we lose everything. We lose the experiment that is the Republic. Coming up next, it's going to be me and Dean Weingarten from MLN.com. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.